Hello and welcome to Capital Ideas. We call this podcast Capital Ideas because this is a place where members of the Democratic majority in the Washington State House of Representatives sit down at the Capitol and talk about ideas. Sometimes these conversations get long, at least by today's conversational standards. What we're kicking off today, though, is a series of quick hits, relatively brief conversations to shine a light on governmental issues that people might be curious about. The topic for today is public health, and our guide is Representative June Robinson of Everett. When she's not in Olympia working for constituents in the 38th District, she's employed by Public Health of Seattle King County, and we were able to snag her for about 10 minutes here at Capital Ideas. Here's how that conversation went. Thank you, Representative June Robinson. I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes today to talk with us about this issue.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is a brand new kind of podcast that we're doing where we're going to take quick looks at subjects of importance to people. Today, it's public health, obviously. Can you define the role of public health? 25 words or less.
I don't know if I can do it in 25 words or less, but public health plays a big role in all of our lives, even though we don't think about it. Most of healthcare that we think of happens on a person-to-person, you know, me as an individual, I go to my doctor and I receive healthcare. Public health is looking population-wide or community-wide at issues that affect people's health, and that's where the work of public health happens.
Are public health departments generally run on a county basis?
Yes. I mean, we do have a Department of Health at the state level. They play certain functions across the state, and they also administer quite a bit of funding that gets distributed then down to the local public health jurisdictions, and most of them are on a county basis.
Who is the public in public health? Is it just everyone in a community?
Really, the public in public health is all of us. While public health does do some work, maybe with pregnant women or new mothers, on an individual basis, a lot of the work of public health is population-wide. Things like inspecting restaurants, inspecting pools, inspecting water supplies, making sure our drinking water is safe, investigating disease outbreaks. All of those functions don't have any one person, any client. They are done to protect all of us, the public, to make sure we're healthy.
I know one of the hot issues over the last several years has been vaccines. What is the public health role in vaccines and their function, which is to prevent communicable diseases from communicating and spreading throughout the community?
Historically, public health departments have played a large role in actually giving people vaccines, actually administering them. However, in recent years, I'd say over the last 5 years or so, as more and more people have access to health care, largely through the Affordable Care Act, public health has really backed away from giving the actual vaccine and encourages people to go receive those vaccines at their doctor's office. Also now pharmacies actually are giving flu shots and other vaccines. The thought is that people have access to receive the vaccines, but public health's role now is to do surveillance, and that means to look at the data to see through reporting back from the doctor's offices back to public health how many people in the population have been vaccinated, because you want to make sure that 90% of the population has been vaccinated against a disease, so that if there is an outbreak of a particular communicable disease, that enough people are vaccinated that the disease can't spread within the community. And that's called this concept called herd immunity.
Is there an educational role as well? Do public health departments attempt to spread knowledge of things like the efficacy of vaccines?
They do. Public health departments field a lot of questions, respond to a lot of media requests, and are always available for community groups or individuals can call. There is a lot of public education that happens through the health department.
Is there any nexus between public health departments and the Centers for Disease Control?
You might say that the Centers for Disease Control is our national public health department. I would say the layers of public health are your local public health department, then the state Department of Health, and then the Centers for Disease Control at the national level.
there have been quite a few outbreaks of diseases that a lot of people kind of thought were done with. What is public health doing to respond to these?
Public health plays a really important role whenever there's a communicable an outbreak of a communicable disease like mumps, measles, German measles we've seen recently. Whooping cough has been another one that's been around a lot. Tuberculosis is increasing. So whenever there's a report of a communicable disease such as those, your local public health department will go and do what's called an investigation of that disease. So they will go and test the person that may be have the disease and determine that, yes, it is definitely is a case of, let's say, mumps, for example. And then they will further investigate who that person has been in contact with during their infectious period. And then contact those people so that they can give them education, tell them what to expect. What you want to do is intervene and stop the transmission. And it can be a significant amount of staff time involved in investigating a disease outbreak and then working to keep it from spreading.
Do quarantines exist anymore? Is this the kind of thing that the public health departments would administer, would oversee, or are they a thing of the past?
They're not completely a thing of the past. They're not used very much anymore, I would say. Mostly we'd use education, as I was describing, and encourage people to not spread whatever disease it is that they have. However, you know, not probably a year or so ago when we had a few cases of Zika, I mean, we did see quarantine back in effect there just because there was so much fear. And so folks with Zika were actually quarantined. And that was public health that made sure that they stayed away from other people and didn't spread the disease.
With any government program, somebody's paying for this. Where do public health departments get their funding?
A lot of funding comes from grant programs, federal, state dollars that get passed down to local public health departments. Counties in our state do contribute funding for public health at the local level. We do have some state dollars that go to local public health as well as support the state Department of Health, of course. Fees as well, so restaurant inspections, septic system inspections, you know, that sort of thing when you're actually asking public health to come out and provide a service for you. Fees do support a lot of that work. Local public health departments actually now are really struggling to piece together enough funding to be able to provide all these vital functions that they know that they need to provide in order to continue to keep our communities safe and healthy.
Is there a research function to public health departments?
That's not really typical to do true scientific research. But what they do is a lot of epidemiology, again, the disease surveillance and collecting data on local health conditions, survey data. They do surveys and then collect that data and compile it and put it into useful reports that the public can use in Snohomish County, where I live, through surveys that have been done. We realized that teen suicides had dramatically increased over the course of a few years, and so that allowed public health and other community-based organizations to put resources into education and prevention work around teen suicide. So that sort of local data collection and reporting, which isn't, I guess, true research, but a lot of public health does work a lot with data and making that into a form that's usable for the public.
A person listening to this who might not have had any clear idea of what public health even means probably knows more now than when we began, but are there any questions I haven't come up with that might shine light on something that you consider to be a pretty important aspect of this?
I've talked a lot about the communicable disease function, and what we call environmental health, the restaurant inspections, water inspections, that sort of thing. Public health also does birth and death records. That's one place where individuals might interact with your local public health department if you need a copy of your birth certificate or death certificate. maternal child health, that's another area that many public health departments get involved in. So making sure that women have healthy pregnancies and then healthy children, because we know that a healthy birth and a healthy first year or first 3 years really sets that child on the path to a healthy life. So that's another area that many public health departments get involved in. Many run WIC programs, which is a nutrition program for pregnant women and young children. There's just a lot of different programs and services that public health provides that we all benefit from, even though we probably don't think about it every day.
Well, I hope people will think about it a little bit more now that they've had a few minutes to hear what it actually is. Thank you, Representative June Robinson. I really do appreciate you stopping in.
Thanks. It's been fun to talk about it.
Well, there you have it. If you feel like the last few minutes were worthwhile, why not subscribe to Capital Ideas on iTunes or at housedemocrats.wa.gov? This is your state government, and what happens here matters a lot. The more you know about how it works, the better it can work for you. I'm Dan Frizzell for the Washington State House Democrats. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.